Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, January 17th, 2020. On the show today, of course, there's my weekend nosiness. We'll hear some new music inside the Judgment Zone. Blow It for Everyone has its final day as we're going to send somebody to the Grammy Awards. Producer Dan gives us the weekly wrap-up. I have been given a gift, Kennedy, a gift. I think it's from my grandmother, Annette, a.k.a. Mom. Mm-hmm. And she was just as nosy as I am.
Yes.
She's always asking questions. I'm like, Mom, why are you asking so many questions? She's like, because I care about you and I want to know what's going on. So in honor of Mom this morning, Kennedy.
Yes.
I'm nosy. I care about you. What are you doing this weekend?
First of all, you don't care. You just want to know.
The Yenta runs deep.
Hey, oh, it runs generations.
I'm leaving for New York City like 5 minutes after we get off the air. So
amazing. That.
Kennedy and Casino Guy are going away for their first ever weekend away together.
Yes, I had a conversation with him yesterday for about 3 minutes.
Yeah, did you give him some guidelines?
No. 3 minutes? I said, can I have the flight information? That was first. Because that was kind of important for me. You know, I have to drop off the dog, get bored, and stuff like that.
Sure. By the way, you're leaving at 8:30 a.m. Is that what you scheduled it for?
And then I said, look, I know we don't know each other very well. So, like, are you a walk around Manhattan person or are you just go places and sit kind of person? I need to know what shoes to pack. And he was like, oh, well, I guess I like to walk around here to there. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, he's like, what's it going to be like? I'm like, 33 degrees. Wind chill of I don't even know what. And it's
Kennedy's
snow
done
on
all the background. She knows the barometric pressure.
You don't need a background. You just need to know what coat to take. And he goes, oh, I wonder what shoes I should wear. And I'm like, I can't help you.
Sweetie.
Sneakers, bro. Just sneakers.
Comfortable.
Well, you know, like if it's going to snow, you know, like whatever. But anyway, so I made reservations for a place for dinner tonight.
Oh.
And the rest is kind of on him,
I think. Is it a fancy dinner? Or
no, it's a place called Ninja. And they come at you like, ninjas. It's like a Japanese restaurant, but when you get there, they're dressed like ninjas and they serve things on swords and pacha. Yeah, so it looks awesome.
Throw stars at you.
Uh-huh. That's what I hear.
I would love it.
Mm-hmm.
Nunchucks.
I'm here for all of that.
That is amazing.
Yes. And so that's what we're doing.
What about shows?
So we talked very briefly about shows because I'm. He's like, so what's Kinky Boots about? What's this about? What's that about? I'm like, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I just said Hamilton because I can never see it too many times.
My buddy just went the other night
and I've never
in
seen
New York.
It. You know, I saw it here, but I never saw it on Broadway.
He saw it here and there, and he said the stage production in New York was just incredible. So
yeah,
much
I mean
better.
It's permanent, so that. But he's like, well, I've seen it. I'm like, well, I can go. So anyway, oh, big thing was. I had made reservations already on Sunday, so I had to move them to Friday. He goes, well, I kind of wanted to watch football on Sunday. And I go, okay, well, what time is that? He goes, 3:30 and 7:30. And I'm like, oh.
It's a whole day of
so
football.
So I think I'm going to go to a matinee on Sunday by myself because I don't want
to
sit and
Why can't
football.
You say to him, no, we're in New York. You're not going to sit
care.
Around
if
and watch football all
if
day.
He wants to watch football, I don't care.
Well, hang out with us on Sunday?
Yeah, or whatever. You can come watch football with him, whatever you want. You do you. I'll take Brittany. She won't get mad.
I'm going skiing.
Right.
Me and Barrett are going for the weekend. I'm excited. Barrett's excited. And Lana is even more excited because she is not going skiing.
She's the real winner in this.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Although last night she was having a little buyer's remorse.
Why?
Well, it's just because it's been so hectic with work and radiation treatment.
She can still go.
I know we haven't seen each other a lot lately. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because Barrett's playing basketball at night now. And just there's been a lot going on. So we haven't had a chance to spend a lot of time together. She's like, you know, I could come and it would be nice to spend time with you. But you're going to be on the mountain.
Right.
Yeah, and then when you come back, you're going to be like out like a light.
Right, yeah, to go to bed by 7:30.
Because the bear's going to be tired, he'll go to sleep, and you'll be like, yeah, and then...
Right.
That's exactly what
Going to open one beer and just fall asleep.
Not even half your dad IPA.
It's going to be so cold, too. So I actually went and had to get Barrett some like better undergarment.
Yeah,
thingies,
right.
It's supposed to be, you know, wicked cold at Loon this weekend. So, but they're saying like a foot of snow, which is going to be awesome. What are you up to, Annie?
I'm going to New Hampshire as well. We're staying in Meredith, which is like right on Lake Winnipesaukee. I'm really excited. I think some kids are bringing their skates if it's going to be frozen. I'm not skiing because I just don't even want to risk getting hurt. It's not worth it for me. But I'm going to tube. Absolutely, I'll tube.
Oh, because that's safer?
Tubing? Sure.
You
I'm
can't really
down.
Get hurt tubing. Yeah. You're in a rubber tube.
Yeah.
Wear a helmet.
You bounce out of the rubber tube.
Yeah, but that's fine. Skiing, I could go, you know, Andy, legs could split.
Wrap yourself up in bubble wrap, please.
Yeah, I will.
Hopefully somebody has a four-wheeler or a snowmobile and can pull you behind it on the tube.
That would be awesome.
The best.
There's like 13 of us going, though, in this big Airbnb. So it's going to be a weekend.
Oh, that's going to be a smelly lodge by Sunday.
Yeah, things Annie won't have when she comes back on Tuesday. Dignity or a voice?
All of the above. What is the ratio, guys to girls?
I think there's probably six boys.
Uh-huh.
Of those but six, these are all your friends.
Yeah, these are my high school friends.
These aren't people she would hook up with. No.
No. Well, maybe.
Well, someone's going to hook up.
Why are you always
looking
for that?
You're 25 and drunk.
Because I think it's interesting. She's a young person. I haven't done it in 25 years. Great. I'm nosy.
No, I mean, we're all really close. Some of them I've gotten with in the past, but then the other ones are like
Of the six, how many?
All of them.
They're an incestuous group.
That was back in the day, though.
Yeah, that was 2018.
Back in my prime.
Carson always wants an engagement coming
out. Yeah, see, there's no romance, but my dad did say that Producer Dan's going to get engaged this weekend.
Oh, going to New York too, Producer Dan.
Whoa. Tom.
Tom Dow is on my side.
Boys.
He's all in, Dan. He's all in.
I feel betrayed.
So are you going to buy the ring in New York, or are you taking it with you?
What ring? Sonic rings. Those are the only rings I got. Onion rings. That's it.
Onion rings.
Are you guys staying close to where Kennedy's
going
to be?
We're both staying in Times Square. I don't know exactly where. But yeah, I'm going to New York too. And we're doing something fun tonight. We're driving in. We're not flying. But we for a couple months ago, she got me a surprise gift called Broadway Roulette.
Okay.
Where the tickets are only like $50. Normally a Broadway show is pretty expensive. The seats are like dead center.
Right.
But you don't know what show you're going to get.
Oh, wow.
Until the day of.
So you go down there, pick up the tickets.
Do you know what it is yet? Do you know what it is yet?
No, we'll know by like 10 o'clock today.
Oh, my God.
So the other day we had to like, they gave you four like that you really don't want to see.
Right.
So like you cancel out these ones. You definitely can't get those.
Oh, okay.
And then a couple that you kind of do want to see.
That's cool.
What are you hoping for?
And then it's like spinning a big wheel.
Right.
What are you hoping for?
I hope like I get Wicked maybe. It would be fun. I've never seen that.
That's so good. You will love it. So excited.
Everybody have a good weekend traveling. Be safe, please.
Be safe.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It used to be a thing back in the day when we were younger, Kennedy, and we would go to the record store on Friday. To look at the new music.
Totally.
They would have these listening stations. You would go in, you'd take the record out of the sleeve, put it on the turntable, drop the needle on the record, and then just listen. And then you would move the needle across the record, just sampling all of the songs. We don't have anything like that anymore, Kennedy.
We have Spotify.
You got the streaming, you see. Got your iPhone.
That's where I found out where all the kids are listening to their music.
Well, now we have the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
I don't know if you guys have heard of this group. They're called the Jonas Brothers.
Never heard of them.
It's pronounced Jonas.
Jonas Brothers. They have a new album. No date on the new album. They will be playing the Grammy Awards. That was just announced, right, Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here it is. New music from the Jonas Brothers. Kennedy was showing us the video this morning before we got on the air. It's very funny.
The video's
it features
the best part.
A bunch of old school movies, Grease.
Risky Business and Say Anything.
Right, and here it is. It is called What a Man Gotta Do. What a man gotta do. What a man gotta do. To be totally locked up by you. What a man gotta say. What a man gotta pray. To be last good night and your first good day. So what a man. Kennedy?
I hated it when I first heard it, and then I watched the video, and now I love it.
Isn't that funny?
No, it's the way the world works.
Sometimes music videos make you really...
I'm a visual learner.
Yeah.
Right. It's definitely got that hand jive vibe to it.
Yeah, so when they do the Grease part, it's just perfect.
Right.
Just perfect.
It's just fun.
Producer Dan, any thoughts?
I mean, it's upbeat. I've only heard it the one time.
Right.
But I feel like if I heard it a bunch, I might grow them.
Sure you will.
I think it will.
Don't you worry, buddy. I don't know if you know this, but we like to play songs.
Yeah, I'm going to hear it again.
Yes, you are.
Are you a big fan, Kennedy, of One Direction?
No.
Oh.
If I'm being honest, no.
Gosh, I remember the first time I saw them, it was on SNL, and I was like, oh, these guys are good.
I think they have some good songs.
Yeah, I really think they do, too. So, obviously, they broke up a while back. But, you know, the guys have been doing pretty well on their own, and we now have some new music from one of the former members, Louis Tomlinson. This one is called Walls. His album is going to come out on January 31st. He's going to be at the House of Blues coming up in the middle of June. A little bit of an Oasis vibe in that one.
Very much so.
I've heard that song 200 times.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Music should make you feel something. That song's like white toast.
Yeah. Wonder bread, Dan.
All right.
It's just kind of there.
Okay. This is the band, the 1975. I don't know if you remember this song or not. It was called Chocolate. This is from a couple of years back. It was more like an indie alternative rock hit. I don't think we played it a ton
on
Yeah,
they're very much like that.
Right. So that was that's like their biggest hit to date, Chocolate from the 1970s.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I like the song and I like them. They're kind of a cool alternative.
No, I like some of their other songs, but that one.
Right, right. So this is a new one from the 1975. It's called Me and You Together Song.
I'm bored.
It's that same sort of.
Did anyone know what he said?
Alternative.
No. Sounds like his marbles in his mouth.
Constellation.
I don't seem to get it right. I said fast if it's steady,
I fell in love with Sip of Sunshine. That's it, Annie.
Thank you. It's my new favorite song.
I feel like you shouldn't have to decode it.
Right.
Meghan Trainor. Meghan Trainor. You've heard of this artist before, right, Kennedy?
Of course. She's been here so many times.
Her new album, Treat Yourself, is out January 31st, and she's going to be on the road this summer with Maroon 5. She's going to be at Fenway Park on June 24th. This is her new song. It's called Blink. Oh, okay.
I heard a trap beat under Meghan Trainor.
It's not bad.
It's Ariana Grande.
Just feel like Meghan is due, and she keeps just missing the mark.
It's just missing.
I like that.
I don't hate it. Her voice is amazing. It's
her voice, right?
I know.
That's very
like
Ariana
I said,
Grande
to me. She
just
needs to land one, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been had a rough kind of run.
I think so.
You ever seen Green Day in concert?
No.
Ever been to Woodstock and the mud people in the pit? I was there, Kennedy. Oh, my glory days.
So impressed.
What can I say? I used to be cool.
Same.
So Green Day has a new album. Father of All, it comes out February 7th, and they're doing a big tour this summer, too, the Hella Mega Tour with Fall Out Boy and Weezer.
Yes.
That's a really good
show. That's a lot of pop-punk angst right there.
Yes.
And if you don't have your tickets, too bad. It's sold out.
Amazing.
I'm sure you can get them. They'll just be more expensive.
Yeah. August 27th is that show, and this is their new song. It's called Oh Yeah. What? Are you kidding me?
Little Joan Jett for that ace.
Do you wanna? Yeah, do you wanna? Yeah! Oh, that's cool. I hadn't heard that yet.
Yep, it's a goodie, isn't it?
Oh, that is super
cool. That's a
cool.
Good one.
I listened to the whole song, spoiler, it's really good.
It's a good one.
All right, there you go, Green Day, Oh Yeah. So, what was your favorite of the group we heard this morning? I think that one. I like that one the most.
And that Jonas Brothers, man.
Yeah, the Jonas Brothers
is
good.
Boy, they just they'd grow on you like a fungus.
They
Can
do.
I hear 10 seconds of the Jonas? I know we're running late.
You want the Jonas?
Yeah, just a real quick Jonas Brothers.
Okay. So what a man gotta do, what a man
gotta do. Totally. Go watch the video.
Do the hand
change your entire.
Do the hand jive lyrics over everything. Kennedy.
Well, there's no, there's no. It's just the thing. There are, but.
Born to hand jive.
Do you like this one, Carson?
Yeah, I do. I mean, yeah, it's fun.
Green Day still, though. Definitely Green Day.
Oh, that Green Day. Oof. I know what I'm going to be listening to skiing this weekend.
Going to be headbanging skiing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is it.
I'm so nervous.
I'm very nervous right now, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
It is the final chance for three people to become finalists for the trip to the Grammy Awards. We're now just a little over a week away from the Grammy Awards. It is January 26th in Los Angeles. The game is called Blow It for Everyone.
And now it's time to play Blow It for Everyone, the game that takes three contestants and makes them best friends or mortal enemies. Answer all your questions correctly, you're qualified for a trip to the Grammys. Get it wrong, and you've blown it for everyone. And you'll be watching music's biggest night on your couch. Now, let's meet our contestants. Carson, take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's time to meet our competitors, Kennedy.
Yes.
Let's say good morning first from Nashua. How about a big round of applause for Lori? She works at a bank. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. Also, Kennedy.
Yep.
From Nashua. Also works at a bank.
Random.
And her name is Melanie.
Hey.
Big round of applause for Melanie. Hi, Melanie.
Hello, how are you?
Hey,
we're good. Do you know Lori?
I do not.
You both work at a bank. You both work in Nashua, and you're not friends.
You're twins.
Well, well, we hope you become friends today.
All bankers have a big meeting place where they
that
can
is
guess.
It. Yes, Kennedy.
Well, you guys are living parallel lives.
And let's meet Danielle. She is from Londonderry, New Hampshire. She works four jobs and goes to school.
Wow.
Oh,
all
my right. gosh.
New Hampshire came
Hello.
In big, huh?
Right.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
All right. So you three ladies all understand how this works. It's called Blow It for Everyone. There's going to be three true or false questions. You have to get all three correct, and you will, in fact, be finalists for a trip to the Grammy Awards. Kennedy, are you ready?
I am ready.
Annie, are you ready?
Yeah.
Producer Dan, are you ready?
I think so.
All right. Lori, you're going to be up first, okay?
Okay.
True or false question? Question number one. Don't blow it for everyone.
Okay.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were big winners for the Grammys, Kennedy. You know, they had that hit, Shallow. True or false? It's from the movie A Star Is Born. True or false, Lori?
From A Star Is Born? Yes, true.
Holy crap.
It
was like the biggest movie
of
last year.
Wait a second, is that an old movie? Are you trying to trick me?
Yes, it was
an old movie,
too.
Just remade it.
Good God, woman.
I
was like, not on the softball, not on the softball.
Sorry to admit that.
All right.
I'm sweating.
Lori. All right, Lori, relax. Have a seat. Melanie is up. Melanie, are you ready?
I am ready. I am nervous.
All right, don't blow it for everyone, Melanie.
I'll try not to.
Melanie, Alicia Keys is hosting the Grammy Awards this year. She won a Grammy for this song. True or false? Fallen.
Fallen.
Fallen. Does Alicia Keys sing that song? True or false?
I don't know this. It's going to be a complete guess. I'm going to say false.
Blown
no.
It for
oh.
No.
No. Melanie. I'm sorry.
Now there's going to be a war at the banks.
That's it. Oh. I don't work at the same bank, but I will find you in Nashua now.
Run.
Kennedy, I don't even know what to say right now.
I don't either.
I don't know what to say.
No.
I'm sorry.
And poor Danielle's like, what's going on with all the bankers in New Hampshire?
I know.
She didn't even get a shot at it.
I'm sorry, guys.
Wow, man. Wow.
Such is life.
That's a good attitude to have.
Wow.
I like
you get what you get, you don't get upset.
You guys are good competitors.
I want to ask, can I ask the last question just to see if Danielle would have got it?
No, that's not how it works.
Yeah,
I think you should play Alicia Keys so she knows.
Right.
How do you not know that song, Falling, Kennedy?
I keep on falling in and out of love with you.
Kennedy, listen to the last question.
I can't. This is not fair. This is like showing your hand after you've won a poker hand.
Well, sometimes you do that.
No,
you
don't. All of the other games.
Hey, Danielle, listen. That's right. Danielle, this would have been the last question. The Grammy Awards happening at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. True or false? The Staples Center seats exactly 19,067 people. True or false? What would you have said?
How would even I know? Like, how would I even know that? what? Like, that's such a... Okay. Let's go with true, because it's like...
Yeah, that would have been right.
Oh, my God! You would have won the
Oh my gosh, Melanie.
I want to crawl in a hole.
This is why you don't trust banks. Keep your money under the mat.
All right, ladies. All right. Well, we appreciate you playing Blow It for Everyone. So that means how many people are finalists, Kennedy?
Six.
Six people. Those six people, their names are now in a hat. We will draw those names. When are we going to announce our winner?
Tuesday morning.
Oh, yes, we're off on Monday. We will call one of those lucky six people, and they will be on their way to be our insider, to be our reporter, to be our man on the street.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Another week, Kennedy. We made it.
Barely.
It was a tough one. It was a lot of stress this weekend with Blow It for Everyone.
We're limping to the finish line.
So we found out this week that producer Dan is still riding dirty with expired stuff on his vehicle. Kennedy's off to NYC with Casino Guy for a long weekend for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Dan's going to try and crush it.
I'm going to be there too.
We got an update on my wife and how she's doing with her radiation treatment.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
What up, Boston?
What up, Dan? What up, Dan?
It's your boy, producer Dan, a.k.a. the North Shore Shakespeare.
Yeah, yeah.
A.k.a. Tawny Tupac.
Okay, Dan.
A.k.a. the voice of the streets, Kennedy.
Bop.
DJ, drop that wrap-up. It's the weekly rap, we back and going crazy. Your dial's tuned anywhere else, you fugazi. I'm nice when this mic is on. It's LeBron meets Kobe when the lights is on. Ever wanna get to something but don't remember? I've been riding dirty in my truck since September. Ducking Johnny Law, my whip's the pace setter. Truck had that big red R, scarlet letter. Rejected, inspection didn't go as I planned. Now I'm DiCaprio, catch me if you can. Whole show said you gotta get this shored up. Living Dukes of Hazzard in the back of my Ford truck. Sure enough, I went back to get my sticker and almost walked back out. See, here's the kicker. I walked in pretty iffy just to start with it. Whole staff's in the middle of an argument. That's it, they're failing me, that's for certain. Mad at some bum named Chris who ain't working. Veins popping out of his neck, yeah, I see that. Then he looks over at me, where the keys at? He won't let my bumper slide, and I know it. But I passed, thank Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I took off another year till I'm seen again. But I learned some curse words in Armenian. Her dating life gets shredded like mozzarella. But Kennedy's got a trip with a fella. Rockefeller's a place they might be. Casino Guy's taking her to NYC. Just two lovers embraced in something intimate. Hey, I'ma be there too, what a coincidence. We're all off to Times Square this weekend. I'ma be at your booth, like, can you squeeze in? Carson said, don't meet up, this ain't the station. What, she don't need a producer on her vacation? I'm just saying, you ain't even give me half a chance. I'm a great wingman bringing the romance. Picture it, you lock eyes, feel it palpably. Well, I'm just strumming a harp up on the balcony. But this a three-day trip, then hit the showers. What's the most y'all been together, 12 hours? That's a lot of extra time to discover. Y'all gonna learn some things about each other. Now, if I didn't mention this, I would be remiss. Lana Tager's making cancer her
I didn't stutter, don't worry, I'ma bleep it. But she's a superhero, it's not a secret. She's going through radiation with no fuss. She sounded in better spirits than all of us. Man, she tough, didn't hide from cancer, she knocked it off. In the pit throwing bows at school drop-off. There's some stuff as a spouse you can't shirk. She did say Carson wasn't helping with the housework. I'm just saying. What did you think? I was really gonna go an entire rap without throwing Carson under the bus once? You'll see Satan on ice skates before I let that happen. I'm out, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Oh, Dan. I don't know how you do it every week, man.
I just have this visual of Dan up on the balcony of Kenneth's with a harp.
I would absolutely, totally, and completely get down with that. I just got a text from Casino Guy. Dan's coming with us.
That's my guy.
Producer Dan in the weekly wrap-up every Friday at about this time. If you ever miss it, we put it up in the podcast. You can get the podcast of the iTunes podcasting app. Just search for Carson and Kennedy or at radio.com.
You know what? Or he might have said, Dan's coming with us? I'm not sure what the change is.
Tone.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.